Hi, Ted. Ted walks in.
We have Kip.
Oh, Kip's on the phone?
Yeah, hotline.
All right, Kip Lennon from Venice. They were on the program a few months ago, and of course I went to see them perform with Roger Waters and The Wall in Italy. We had such a blast together, hanging together, eating dinner. Something incredible we told you about earlier happened in London last night, and Kip was there. Good morning, Kip.
Well, it's not morning here, but good evening.
Yeah, man. How's it going?
Great. Really good.
Dude, you guys showed me the best time, and I was so proud of you up on that stage.
It was so cool to see you out of context and just hanging out like a regular guy. It was great. We never have time to do that, so it was really a blast.
That night we sat around with all, you know, the other people involved in the show, and there were like maybe 12 or 15 of us, and hearing the road stories.
Oh, my God. So many. Every day we hear more because everybody who's with us between G.E. Smith and all of Roger's managers and people, they've just been with everybody, so we hear the most amazing stories. Most of them we can't tell on the radio. But
right, exactly. I wish we could. So last night, man, David Gilmour.
Unreal. We've known about it for a few weeks, but we couldn't tell anybody because as soon as you tell one person, it'll be on every Pink Floyd website in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you got to be really careful. And so we knew he was coming to watch the show on the 11th and then do the show with us on the 12th. And I got to tell you, you think last night was nerve-wracking, but the 11th was even harder. Because even though there was, you know, 15,000 people there, whatever it was, everyone on stage was doing the show for one guy, you know?
Sure.
So it was amazing that he was there, that we met him in the hallway, you know, before the show. And just like everybody told us, David Crosby told us, so many people told us what a nice guy he is, how normal and laid back he is. And he couldn't be nicer. I mean, he's so... just a gentleman, you know, an English gentleman.
Witnessing Roger and David together, were they cool with each other?
Well, the first night, you know, it was kind of like, it's really interesting. All these rock stars that have been together for so long, it's like, well, you know what it's like to run into your old buddies from the schoolyard. Like, all your old dynamics come back. Even doesn't matter if you have a Ferrari or you're married or you have a mansion, you're still back to those two dudes who've known each other all those years.
So right.
You could see some of the dynamics of both of them being the creative guys that had been pulling back and forth all those years. Huh. But then after a while, especially yesterday, the first night they weren't hanging so much. You know, he just watched the show and he hung out with us backstage and stuff. But last night, I got to tell you this. This is one of the perks of doing some stuff with Roger. You know, I call him Roger because, you know, we hang out.
Sure.
we're staying at a hotel right on the Thames. And instead of driving, which would take an hour and a half to get to the gig, we take a boat up the Thames to the gig.
Wow.
And it's just the band, and it is so great. So yesterday, we have a whole band riding on a boat with David Gilmour and Roger Waters, all of us on our way to their reunion show up the Thames. It was like, it couldn't have been more exciting.
Yeah, that's really a pinch yourself moment.
Yeah, exactly. So, but still, it was kind of like, you know, it's not a really fun joking around hang yet. And I knew as soon as we started playing music, it would change.
Mm.
And sure enough, as soon as we started sound checking and we're setting up, well, you saw the show. You know, normally we use two lifts on either side of the wall.
Right.
So the two singers, the singer and the guitar player. But this time it was a lift in the middle, and Gilmour's got all of his amps set up and everything. And suddenly we're all watching this, and it's like, oh, my God, this is real. This is really, it's like watching John Lennon show up to a Paul McCartney concert and stuff.
Wow.
You know? And he goes up on that lift, and Roger's down there talking to him, saying, David, it looks terrific. You sound great. Everything. It was like right away they were old friends again.
Oh, wow.
And he ended up not only doing Comfortably Numb and playing the solo, obviously, but then he came out at the end of the show when we all stand in front of the wall and we sing that last song, and Nick Mason came out as well. So it was like an actual reunion of the surviving members of Pink Floyd on the stage, and we're all standing on either side of them. And it was just, talk about heightened reality. It was
unbelievable. Well, it happened just a few hours ago, and it's already all over the web. It's special. And you were how lucky we are to get a firsthand account of that. Thank you, Kip.
I got to tell you guys. Let me tell you really quick. I know you don't have
No, go ahead.
The roar when the audience, because nobody announced that it was David, when he started singing, "There is no plane," and then the people realized that it was David Gilmour. The roar, you can hear it on YouTube a little bit, but from backstage, from behind the wall where we were all doing the music,
wow.
it was just like you couldn't stop grinning the whole time. It was fantastic. You felt like you were part of history.
Well, you tell the story well. We read it this morning earlier, but that's very cool. You witnessed a unique musical moment.
Yeah, and there was also this moment on stage. You know, at the end of each show, and Brian can tell you this, he always says something about how he used to be so disgruntled and so disaffected with audiences, and that's why he wrote The Wall, but now he couldn't be left like that, and he's so happy to be there. Well, last night, with either guy on either side of him, he didn't say, when I wrote this piece, he said, when we first performed this, I was a famously grumpy dude. And Gilmore and Mason both start nodding their heads like, yeah, sure. it was like the closest thing to a public apology. And then he just puts his arms around him, and everybody's cheering. It was just fantastic. Really great.
Wow.
Well, cool of you to update us, man.
Yeah, Kip, yeah. When are you going to be back in town?
The last show is in Greece. I think July 15th we'll be home. So,
all right.
And have you mentioned?
When I get back.
Have you mentioned to your sisters about the Christmas show yet?
No, I think no, I haven't, but I will because they'll be around. I mean, I can make sure they're around. That'd be a blast.
That would be great to have you guys and your sisters. That would just be great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll work it out for sure.
All right, Kip.
So, and then Mark's going to join us soon. I think I heard.
He's what? Oh, yeah, you got to go see him in Greece. Dude, I don't know if you knew this or I told you this, but last vacation, I went to Italy, Mark went to Graceland. You know, I'm trying to just balance it out. Let's see who won on that one.
For the 20th time.
For the 20th time.
Kip, good talking to you, brother.
All right, we'll talk to you guys soon.